Hello everyone, welcome back. Going into the third hour here of Swan Song. Adam, what's up?
Welcome back. It occurred to me on the break that it's funny that Steven, your character, has been on like a weird egg tear because I wrote down the pet chicken thing like weeks ago. Like it
Yeah.
wasn't even like an on purpose thing. It's just like, yep, okay, she has a
Awesome.
chicken, and you're all weird about eggs right now.
Yep.
All right, so you guys are at the table on the Swan Song, talking about what upgrades to do and what to do next. So Wu is I don't know, down in the engine room, so it's just the four of you.
Okay, so I mean, like, we probably shouldn't try to travel any great distances prior to upgrading the ship a little bit. Like, we shouldn't try to go to Cabral or something like that without doing some upgrades, because that would be bullshit. But like, I mean, we could start putting out feelers, or Piani could, on things like, are there any records of the Kafkaesque floating around?
Yeah.
We could dig into her husband's records and try to find information on the substance that he was addicted to. We got a picture of him, right? And we have the chat logs or the communications logs
Yeah,
that we got.
we have a picture of him.
So we should start looking through that stuff.
Okay.
Could we put Pi onto like parsing imagery to see if she can locate any more recent scans of his face?
And I mean, I could, but I think at this point we're limited by whatever information we immediately have access to.
Yeah, I mean that's the trick about the way that computer communication works in this universe is that you could get access to stuff that happened on Strophios pretty easily, like local databases, but there's no sector-wide internet for you to hack, so.
Right. So what I think we could do is send the picture and a message to Majid, asking if the ship has been there, and then I still think we should. I mean, whatever we have to do to plan for this concert, but I think that's a great idea.
Okay, so I mean, I guess like which of us is best at sowing rumors? Like we just kind of want to disseminate through the hoi polloi that that Lord McCrary is going to be at the Nika Starlight concert.
People shouldn't believe on Dore's lies.
Yeah.
Okay. What skill would that even be? Like maybe a culture
Yeah, is it a
skill?
culture skill?
I think probably. Let me look at the skill list.
Which of us is the most cultured, Higgs?
Well, it's no, but it's a specific culture, right? It'd be culture
Yeah.
Strophios. Because if you go around telling criminals, the only people that are going to show up are people who want to rob her.
Right,
They
yeah.
just get her mugged.
Yeah, probably not me.
I Yeah, there isn't like you guys don't really have anyone who's like an expert here.
Yeah, could
So
we
if you do
contact
that.
her and like get her help with that? I mean, maybe she would have a lot
Yeah.
of fun and be like, "Oh yeah, I'd love to lie to everybody that I know. That would be super awesome."
Maybe. I mean, that's you're basically saying like we want to use you as bait.
Well, we don't want her to
So that
actually
you can
go.
pay us for the job that
I
we're doing.
mean, we want her to let it be known that she'll be there without
Without
actually
actually,
going, so that
yeah.
we can like survey and be like, are there any suspicious elements who seem to be specifically
Yeah.
searching for her?
Yeah, I mean you could try to convince her of that. But it's gonna be tough because you noticed that she was like embarrassed to even admit that she liked Nika Starlight in the first place, right? So she's
True,
gonna be
yeah.
reticent to that idea, you know.
Okay, one of us gets two tickets to the Nika Starlight concert, goes back with romantic overtures, and we just lure her out there.
I mean, that's a thing you could do. Yep.
I'm just kind of like deadpan staring. Like, there's no emotion on my face or in my eyes at all. I'm just like, all right, have good luck with that. Have
These
fun.
are good ideas, Higgs! You never listen to me! I just clam. Slam the door.
I meant it was a good idea. I just didn't want to be the one to do it. I was saying, have fun. Enjoy the concert.
Open the door, I walk back in, I sit down. Okay, we need some real ideas here.
Well, I need to go talk with Mustafa Lee, so I'm going to go schedule that. I'll see you guys in a bit. So I go to my room and set that up, or at least reach out and say I'd like to talk to him.
Can we officially send that message to Majid too?
Yeah, I mean, who are you sending it to on Majid? Are you just making like a general like a data request?
Yes.
Or are you gonna try to pretend to be someone else? Because like Majid, you know this from living there. Like Majid does not like it's a place that does not register its coming and going traffic. Right? Drugs go out. Illegal type of people come in. It's there's slavery rampant on the planet.
Yeah, so they try to keep stuff. You're right. I'm gonna actually send a message on behalf of, because basically I just want to, if they come back or try to cover my tracks. So actually, I'm going to say that I'm doing an investigation on behalf of the, what was the House of Aphalia.
Okay.
Was that a thing?
Which one? Who are you trying to pretend to be?
House
of Libya.
But just because they had status.
Okay. So you're just putting in a request for information, pretend to be somebody you're not.
Yes.
Okay, sure. Make a computer roll with charisma.
With charisma, which is unfortunately nothing.
Computer's your tool, but
computer's one.
Charismatic about it.
A 6.
Okay. All right. So you send it out. God knows what'll happen to it once it's there, but we'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are we going to do if we can't convince... Or if she's not going and we can't necessarily use her as bait, is this idea...
Well, you know, that might be a dead end, right? So we are checking the docking records on Majid, Piane, can you get any information from these chat logs or communication logs? Is there any way you can backtrace the routing of the messages through the station?
Yeah, actually, we did discuss that, didn't we? So Adam, maybe you could tell us, like, if we spend some time, if I say, okay, we're gonna, you know, Piani's gonna put several hours into this data, could we at least figure out if I can make a roll to determine where the source of some of this stuff came from?
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, make a computer's roll.
Okay. Let's make a better one this time. 8.
Okay, yeah, that is a better one. Okay, so you get, it takes, like you said, several hours of intense hacking montage where you're, like, over the computer, like, pulling displays and stuff. You can trace it back to, you definitely trace it back to the Kafkaesque, who's the originator of the message. The message was sent from Asa. Originally, this was like the post and several follow-ups, the like job postings sent from Asa, but it was delivered by a separate ship, right? Because they picked them up and they dropped them off.
Right.
But you do have a specific tag for the Kafkaesque now. You have its like ship designation, so you don't know where it is, but you could definitely have an easier time finding it in a registry or whatever if it's under another name or you have its unique ID.
Awesome.
Okay.
Do we want to like send that forward that information back to Majid? Just be like, you know,
yeah, I would add it. Yeah, exactly.
You know, ship tag, blah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Do you have culture, Majid? Did you roll a culture, Majid check?
Everybody has culture, their own homeworld.
Yeah.
Like maybe you have a contact or a guy who knows a guy who has information that the official authorities don't.
It is possible.
We know how well that's working out for us so far.
Yeah.
You're going to roll it and it's going to be like... Shit.
I mean, I suppose I could do the same thing. We might as well cover all of our bases.
Okay.
I have, I think, just a 0. Let me double check my seat. Yeah, it's It's just automatically a 0, right, in Majid?
Yeah.
Okay. Then let me roll... Sorry. 0, bam, 8 again.
8, okay, all right. So who is this person? Where do they work? Are they from Majid? Like, were they born and raised there? Are they a foreigner that works there?
So
stuff.
Yeah, actually, you know, obviously, because I lived as pretty much a rat on the planet of Majid, which is a heavy mining company. So actually, because my entire family was basically, you know, like set to mine, and that's how I kind of got into the seedy criminal underworld. There was one young man who was actually the son of one of the foremen that actually was more like a slaver, but they called him a foreman. And I made friends with him when I was very young, and we kept that relationship going for a long time.
Okay. All right. Yes. So, friends. So, what's something that complicated that relationship? Like, why? I mean, there was like a problem or something maybe when you were leaving. It's not that they don't like you, but there's some complication in that relationship. What was that?
Well, the complication was that I never actually got the chance to say goodbye.
Oh, so you just disappeared?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. So this guy, I think that his name is going to be, let's find a name here. His name is James, and his last name is James Hahn. Yeah, James Hahn. Okay, so he's like about your age, and what was he doing the last time that you saw him before you left? Like, what's his job or whatever, because you've been gone a while.
Yeah, so like, but he was basically, it's all like once you're born into that caste. Totally.
So he was on his way to becoming a Mandarin.
Exactly. Yeah, he was going through foreman training classes and shit.
Okay, cool. He's being basically like groomed for the Mandarinate.
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, Mr. Hahn. All right, cool. So you want to try and get in touch with him?
Yes.
Okay, all right. What does your message say?
Basically? So, I mean, I suppose like I start writing this message and get like four paragraphs in and realize that none of it will be any good because I pretty much left this guy hanging. So then I go back and I try to like scrap up another, you know, version of the message, but it just ends up being like incredibly long.
So while you're, I think on the second time that you get rid of it, like the second time you're like going through and deleting it, Pi's like little icon pops up, like the little like anthropomorphic like pizza, and Pi says to you over the overhead like system, it's like, you look like you're having trouble, Piani. Can I help you?
I'm trying to write a letter, little one.
Who are you writing to?
Oh, an old friend. His name was James, and, well, I never got a chance to say goodbye when I left Majid.
Is that important, saying goodbye?
Yeah, of
Victor
course.
Victor Kovacs never said goodbye.
He didn't, which made it sad, didn't it?
It did.
You know, it's... As far as I know, James is still alive, and we were good friends when we were just wee little kids. But I need his help, and I'm worried he might just be angry at me.
Is it hard to ask someone for help?
Well, it might be a bit hard if they're mad at you.
I think I understand. Why don't you apologize?
That's what I'm trying to do, but every time I fucking write an apology, it turns out it's too long, or maybe I don't think it's sincere enough. I just don't know.
Let me try. So a new document like opens up, and it just says the words, "I'm sorry I didn't say goodbye." It's like a single sentence. How about that?
Pi is better at human than we are.
Technically, it works. I think it'll be okay. I tell you what, let me write the rest of the message, and let me see where it goes from there.
Can I watch?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So
little pizza just like stays in the corner.
I actually just leave that first sentence, mm-hmm. and then I type. you know, I know it's been a while. I'm sorry. There'll be a day where I explain everything. Here's the situation. I'm wondering if you can help us find out if this ship has been to Majid within the last 14 days. Or let's just say month.
Cool. Okay. Make a charisma check. You can take a plus one.
Okay. Yeah, pi plus one me. That would then be zero with a one and seven.
Okay. All right. So you'll get a response back. It just might be complicated, which I think we expected. Okay. Great. So you've filled up the outgoing mail slot. What about Mr. Sakarian or Higgs? You two have anything that you want to do?
Jeff?
Nope.
I know. I sent a contact out to Mustafa, like saying, "Hey, if you want to talk, I've got some downtime, etc."
Okay. All right. So, where do you guys go? Pick a hotel. Go stay there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We go find a hotel.
Okay. All right, cool. So the hotel is going to be another 100 credits a day per person.
Okay.
But Wu can pay for himself because he has money now. So.
Yeah, go.
A lot of money.
Yeah, a fair amount of money. You guys, do you have any particular like things you want to pick about the hotel, or you just pick like the nicest looking one on the list?
Whichever was at the top.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it's a pretty nice hotel. Like a big building. Looks like it's been around for a while and has been restored and like updated over time. You guys get rooms, no problem, and get put up there. So the next day you wake up. The planet has this, because you can't really see the sun from outside very well, it has an automated, like, the light comes from the dome itself, so the panels are kind of like diffuse LEDs, and they glow brightest at the middle of the day, and then they go back down, go through a cycle. So, you maybe don't sleep that well necessarily, because your day-night cycle might be still tied to, like, the ship or another planet, but... You know, you kind of wake up as best you can after you've had rest and try to time it with as much of, like, daytime as you can get. It's the 25th now?
Yep. Oh, yeah, 5th.
25th of July. What do you want to do?
Have we heard back from any of our contacts?
In a day, only Mustafa Lee got back to you. Okay.
What did Mr. Mustafa say?
So his message was obviously, like, actually it says on the message at the bottom, like, dictated, not read. But it basically says, like, good to hear you made it off of Andoni, okay. Heard from Van Dorn, payment enclosed. Would like to speak at your earliest convenience. How long are you in system? And there's a, so you get the message, there's a tag. Like a link or whatever for a payment for passage for her. It's 500 credits.
It's only 500 credits?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's some old bullshit.
I don't... Can I not withdraw it and just call?
Yeah, you can leave it in the message. You don't have to use it.
I call him if that's possible.
Yeah, you can't make a direct connection because he's not in Varvaressos, but you could record an audio message for him.
Okay.
Or write him a letter.
Can I turn on a video message?
Sure, yeah.
I turn on the video message.
Okay.
And I pace back and forth for maybe the first 3 or 4 seconds. I don't really say anything. And I'm just like, you know, Mustafa, I thought we were friends. I thought... that I could escort this person back and, you know, save her. And I could be promised a little bit more than 500 fucking credits. Please give me a call. We're going to be here for a couple days doing a job. If you want to talk, let me know. I thought it was going to be more than this. And I'm just shaking my head and then I just end the message.
Okay. So... just for the sake of awareness, 500 credits a hex is like going rate for like low class transport for a person.
Well, we didn't just transport her. We got her ass off of a planet that was on fire at great personal risk for ourselves and the ship.
I'm not saying his I'm not saying it's justified. I'm saying it's like, you know, you got the going rate.
He paid us for transport without considering the rescue.
Yeah, totally. The rescue was a favor, and he was just like, "Here's money for your trouble."
Yep.
Yep. He pushed you down in a puddle and walked across your back, and then threw some quarters at you.
Yep. Yeah. Standard operating quarter pack puddle rate.
Yeah. So Hugh, you guys, you record that video message and send it to him.
Yep.
You'll hear back from him in a day.
Sounds good.
If he responds as quickly. Yeah.
Okay, so, like, do we know if her husband was also from Varvaressos or Strophos?
No, so, I mean, you don't really know.
So she sort of fled here from her husband's location.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you haven't really, like, you've looked into official stuff, but the people that would know the most about how that all that shit goes down would be, like, Aeson gossip mongers, right? Because they're, like, high-ranking nobles, and they're, like she said to you when you met, they have nothing to do but sit around and be rich and go to parties and talk shit about each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know that, like, Higgs, it's a thing on Aesa that you can, like, if you can't really just out and out kill your foes most of the time, you can buy them out, or you can just embarrass them in front of all the other nobles until they aren't worth shit.
Right.
So if anybody knows about these two and what they've been getting up to, you know, it would be the nobility of Aesa.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do we have any way of getting in touch with the nobility of Aesa?
Can I make a culture world roll to see if I know any nobility of Aesa?
Sure. Yeah. Do you want to? Okay. So depending on how difficult this roll is going to be, do you want them to be like right here now and like find them in person and have a conversation with them, or do you want them just to be someone you know on Aesa?
The first one.
Okay. If you can get a 10 or better on your roll.
Okay. Come on, Higgs. Let's do it. You got those three rolls?
Yeah. They're also riding in a tank, which they give you.
Yeah.
They just like ride up into your house.
First roll. Okay.
There's come on, Higgs.
Second roll. I thought that was a 9 because of the fucking virtual die. Fuck.
No!
Looks God like it's going to be an 8. Okay.
God damn it.
So, there's no nobles that you know that you could just like bring up that are on the planet. And frankly, most of the nobles on Aesa that you know, you probably wouldn't want to get in touch with them again because you've scammed them all sort of one way or another, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I don't have anything else I want to do. I'm just waiting to hear back from Mustafa.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, so we're kind of at a dead end as finding out what substance he's in. Unless we contact her again and ask her who we could talk to find out more information about her husband. Like if she knows of anybody who, other than her, has had contact with him. We might want to do that. You know what? God, which of us is best at scamming people?
Are you serious?
I can't even imagine who might be really good at that.
Monsieur Higgins, would you do us a favor and go to the Nika Starlight concert and buy 5 tickets in the name of Lady What's-Her-Face?
Wait, why? Can't we just buy the tickets right now?
Yes, but the point is we want to make it obvious that we are buying them on her behalf. And we want it to be public and we want people to believe it.
So you want me to put on the old outfit?
The old Higgins charm, yes.
You want the outfit, you want the spectacle. The Higgins spectacle.
The Higgins spectacle, yes.
You want this.
I will buy you a bottle of bourbon.
Are you gonna? Okay, you guys all heard that he wants the Higgins spectacle.
Yes,
I said it. I understand. I know what I'm getting myself into. I have a file on you, Mr. Higgins.
I start like scratching my chin.
It's long,
and then I just like grab the table, whatever table's in front of me, and just say, "All right, here's what I need. And then I just detail like all of this. I detail like a super fancy car that only like a noble person would go in. someone to open the door for me and like act as my chauffeur.
That would be me.
The most expensive type of card or cred stick that I can have, like the platinum, the black, the black card, the black cred stick, whatever that is. And then we need to pay some people to know that I'm from that family place. And I'm buying tickets that's there to like start up the crowd to like freak out.
Okay, so I'll be the chauffeur. What does a fancy noble car cost? I got 40,000 credits.
40,000? Come on, man. I'm assuming you're renting it. You don't want to buy a brand new car. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know, like a really fancy car, like 2,000 a day, maybe?
Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay. I dropped 2,000. I rent a really fancy car for today.
Okay.
It's, you know, jet black and ridiculous. People are like, oh, shit.
Yep, that is the kind of car. Yep.
How much would it cost to pay a mob?
To pay for
a mob to show up.
Well, I mean, if
like
you just
pay for some like paparazzi or something.
If you just pay them, chances of them leaking that information that someone paid them to be there is pretty high.
Really?
You know, like if you wanna create a scene, it's better to like leak the information and then let the mob generate itself, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Or we do both. We do both.
Because I don't think that people are going to just show up to see, like, Lara McCrary, but you can spread the rumor that, like, someone's going to buy tickets for her or whatever.
Okay, we do that then as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's rich and famous, but not a celebrity, right? Nobody cares. Nobody here cares about her. She's not, like, a big deal.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, cool. So how much for that? Or I guess spreading the rumor is not that bad. Or not that.
Yeah,
it's not any money at all. I just spread the rumor.
Yeah, make a charisma check. Let me see if there's any skill that would help you with that. Rumor mongering.
Persuade.
That's two words. Yeah, probably. Let's say persuade. Sure.
9.
Okay. Hey, sure. So what's the rumor that you're spreading exactly?
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be a rumor if it was exact, man.
Okay, so what do you insinuate then? What's your insinuation to the...
That someone of nobility and riches beyond the wildest dreams of any person here on this shithole is going to show up and buy tickets for... the Nika Starlight concert on this day, around this time.
Sure. Is this some way we could like also spin it so that it sounds like the sort of thing that a noble would do, where like she's doing it in order to show off for her friends or something like that, or she's, you know, like maybe like one of her enemies is in the hospital and that enemy is a super fan of Nika Starlight, so she's going just to rub it in the face of like one of her enemies or something like that.
So you make her look like a jackass.
Right,
Great.
Exactly. Great. But something that like people would be like, yeah, someone like her would do something like that.
Okay, Prosper, that's your contribution. Why don't you make a charisma check?
Excellent!
That's some deep con shit right there.
My ideas are so good this episode! I'm gonna roll a 12. Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, God.
Good.
All right, that's fine. So you spread the rumor. That's fine.
She's gonna be so mad at me. And then we're gonna have mad sex. Angry sex.
It might happen.
Yep. All right. So... Okay, so what do you want to do then? You have your car, you have the fake chauffeur in Prosper. You've kind of like insinuated that like, yeah, she's gonna like do this thing, she's gonna buy tickets and everything. What do you want to do?
Uh, How much would it cost to have a red carpet literally rolled out for me and some rose petals to be laid at my feet? By Wu.
You'd have to pay Wu a lot of money to do that. Yeah, it's a weird request. How soon do you want it done?
Tomorrow morning or the next 2 days from now.
48 hours, red carpet. I mean, roses are in short supply around this place.
Some sort of flower. It doesn't have to be roses. Whatever they hold in high.
Let's say 5,000 credits.
When that's priced, I'm just like, Prosper, it's your ID. I think you should pay for it.
That sounds fine.
Okay. What are we doing this again? I got all excited. What's the point of this? I'm all excited because I get to dress up, but what? Why am I?
We are, you're going to go buy tickets for Nika Starlight concert so that people think that Lady McCrary is going to the concert so that they go so that we can see them there so that we can find them and track them back to Lord McCrary and then kill him or something. I don't know. It's just an idea.
Okay. No, Prophet. I'm right there with you. I'm just excited that I get to dress up. So I'll see you in...
Step one, dress up. Step two, buy tickets. Step three, question marks. Step four, profit.
Yes. I'll see you down there.
Excellent.
And I just leave and go get my tux.
I mark off 5,000 credits.
Okay. All
right. I consider that a worthwhile expenditure.
Okay.
So I guess me and Prosper just wait 2 days.
Okay.